Game 4, Yankees and Indians. The Yanks trying to even the series and force a Game 5. That'll get everyone fired up in New York. The legend, Mariano Rivera, throwing out the first pitch. Luis Severino on the hill trying to rebound from that wild card start. Pick things up in the second scoreless game. Todd Frazier with the man on facing Trevor Bauer.
Curveball swung on, yanked to left. Down the line it goes. It's a fair ball into the corner. In to scores, Castro. Frazier has a double. Swung on, drilled, deep left field. It is short hopping the wall. In to score are Hicks and Gardner. In with a double is Judge. 4-0 Yankees. Swinging back and forth as he gets the sign. Now he sets, fires. Swung on, grounded to third. Urshela gloves, looks to second. Nobody there. Throws high to first. Pulls Santana off the bag. He comes set, hands dropped below the belt. The pitch. A swing and a long drive to deep right and gone. Now the set and pitch. Strike three called. Swung on, grounded to short. Gregorius sets, throws to first, ending over.
7-3 the final as the Yankees win both games at home and tie the series up with the Indians at 2 apiece. Luis Severino rebounds from that tough wild card outing to pick up his first career postseason win. He allows 3 runs in 7 innings, striking out 9. Tommy Canley, 2 scoreless innings to pick up his first career postseason save. Brett Gardner, 2 hits, an RBI, and a run scored. It'll be a winner-take-all Game 5 back in Cleveland on Wednesday night. CeCe Sabathia up against Corey Kluber. The Indians come up short in Game 4. The series is now tied at 2 games apiece. Manager Terry Francona spoke after.
I mean, overall, it didn't work out very well. I thought he came out of the chute with real good stuff. You know, velocity was the same or better than the other day and had a real good breaking ball off the bat. I thought he, in the second or when we gave up the 4, you know, he threw a lot of pitches in the inning, and I thought he was starting to go to his breaking ball too much. And it looked to me like they started to hunt it, like they knew he was going to throw it, and he left a couple up, and those are the ones that hurt him.
Other questions? Jordan?
Tito, Gio is usually so reliable at third. You know, we saw you at one point kind of pat him on the chest. Just what do you think of what you saw in those
plays? I mean,
plays?
The first ball was a hooking line drive that attacked his shin, you know. The next one, you know, he looked at second, but Hosey was playing so far in the hole, and then he just didn't move his feet. You know, he threw it high. Very unlike him. The whole night, we made it hard on ourselves to win. I mean, we kept trying, but we kept shooting ourselves in the foot. You know, we can't not finish plays or, you know, not make plays. It just makes it really difficult.
Other questions for Terry? To your left, Terry.
Terry, you've been in this position before, obviously, as a manager, well, before this and with this team last year in a winner-take-all elimination game. What's the next day or so going to be like for you guys? What do you say the guys get ready for Wednesday night?
Well, we'll have an optional workout tomorrow. You know, there'll be some guys need treatment. The relievers need to stretch their arms out and stuff. Some guys will hit. Some guys needs a rest. And we'll start getting excited for the game. And we have the big plane going home, so that'll be nice.
To your right, Terry.
Terry, you used a lot of relievers tonight, but none. I only think one went like an inning and 2/3. You anticipate having everybody ready to roll for Game 5?
That's why we did it the way we did. We tried to manage it the best we could. And, you know, you get to a point where you certainly aren't going to match up anymore. But we were trying to keep the game where we had a chance to win, and we were trying not to overuse people.
Joe, to your right, Tito.
Terry, looking forward to Game 5. How important is it for you to get the top of your lineup going, specifically Francisco and Jose Ramirez?
I mean, there's a number of things. I mean, you can, in a one game, you know, you just, you know, what we ultimately care about is when it's over, we're one run better than them, however we do it. But it makes it easier when, you know, the guys up top are setting the tone for it.
Jordan?
The way you set up your rotation was, if you got in this situation, was so you had Corey going in Game 5. Just now that you're here, just what is that feeling, knowing that he is the guy you can hand the ball to?
Yeah, it's hard to imagine giving it to somebody better. You know, we tried to set up for a 5-game series with plans, contingency plans, you know, and pretty much everything is, you know, I mean, there's been a lot of things happen. And, you know, we go to game five, we're at home, and we have Kluber. It'll be we're looking forward to it.
Anything else for Terry? Joel, we'll just take a couple more.
Terry, I believe you said the other day that you take in all the information and you live with the outcome because you believe you're doing that. That being said, you're one of the few managers who's probably blessed with guys like Tomlin and Clevinger and Salazar. Do you have any regrets at all going short with Bauer today?
No. I wasn't happy with the outcome of the game. But we don't ever just, I don't know, throw stuff against the wall and hope it sticks. We try to have good reasons for it. I think we owe that to our players. And I think we felt really good about Trevor starting. I know Trevor felt really good about – I know our team did. Even Josh Tomlin did. Losing's not a whole lot of fun, but we prepare pretty extensively, and then you live with the outcome.
And we'll wrap up with Hoynesy.
Tito, did you think Bauer coming back on short rest, did it have anything to do with the way he pitched through so many?
I really don't think so. I'd be surprised if he thought it did. I thought his stuff was exactly the same. And he came out of the chute, I think he touched 98. He had a good breaking ball. He's got in a situation where he started probably throwing it too much.
Trevor Bauer takes the loss. He lasts just 1 2/3 innings, allowing 4 runs, all unearned. He talked after the game.
Oh, no, I thought my stuff was better than game one tonight. Velo was up. Curveball had more depth to it, I thought. I located pretty well. And just, you know, a couple little things went their way instead of mine. Double lands right on the line. A check swing that I thought he probably went. Umpire didn't see it the same way. I think just as a team, we didn't play the greatest defense tonight, too. So little things in baseball games that beat you in the playoffs, you know.
You mentioned the defense. Are you surprised by that? I mean, you guys have been so great.
Yeah, definitely. That's very uncharacteristic of us. That's not something we're worried about continuing, you know. Like you mentioned, we played great defense all year. I think we're one of the best, if not the best, defensive team in the league. I could be off on that, but it's just uncharacteristic for us.
You obviously had great confidence going on short rest. It was something you wanted to do, but this time and last time it did not go your way. Do you see anything, any commonality in it, or?
I'm not a slave to the results like a lot of people are. I look at things based on what I can control. And I think if you look at last time and this time, my stuff was better. I located better. I had some things go, against me last time. I think there's a swinging bunt, last year in the World Series. Again, like I said, a double lands on the line tonight. Gardner hits a ground ball, it sneaks up the middle. It could have gone to someone, just stuff, little things like that. But overall, I think what I could control, which is my stuff, my execution, my preparation, my mindset, all that was on point, and I thought I executed well.
Do you think it's maybe an advantage for a team to see a guy twice in 4 days for hitters? Maybe?
Yeah, I think so. You look at within a game itself, usually the third time through the order, the fourth time through the order, hitters perform better against the guy than they do the first couple times. So when you stack that on top of seeing a guy multiple times within a short span of time, I think it's probably an advantage for the hitters.
The Indians can't finish off the series in New York, so it heads back to Cleveland. Francisco Lindor spoke after game 4.
We're still confident. You know, we believe in what we have. We believe that we're capable of doing. That was a good thing of winning the first 2 games, that we still got a chance to doing what we're trying to do since day one. You know, we got to bounce back.
You guys are such a good defensive team. What happened to the defense today?
Baseball, you know, you can't be perfect every day. You hope and you practice and you work as hard as you can to try to be perfect. But it's part of the game, you know. Sometimes you're going to make mistakes and you just got to find a way to minimize them.
Looked like I saw you talking to Gio a couple of times. Are you just trying to keep him up?
Yeah, for sure. You know, he's going to help us win. He's a big part of our team and he's extremely good on the third base. Made a couple of mistakes today, but that's part of the game. You know, I just try to keep them up. I don't know that we're okay. That we still had a chance of winning the game. and to believe in yourself. Just no matter what happens, just the ball is gonna come find you if you're a little bit down.
Tito set this up so that if this series went five, you guys would have Kluber on the mound. What's that, that feeling like when you know that you have Kluber ready to go in that go-home scenario?
It's a good feeling, you know. Kluber's one of the best pitchers in the league, if not the best. But we still got to go out there and play our best. Yesterday was a tremendous performance by Carrasco. We didn't score. You know, we can't win if we don't score. So tomorrow, the next day, whenever we play, just go out there and give it our best and try to put a couple of runs in the board, and God willing, we come out with a victory.
It's a winner-take-all Game 5 back in Cleveland on Wednesday night. Corey Kluber on the hill, opposed by CeCe Sabathia.